If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, so Tesla and robotaxis. Right. Everyone's talking about it.
Yeah, seems like it.
But where's it all going down first? Are we talking US of A or straight to the heart of China? We're diving into that today, going to pick apart some arguments from, well, we got Warren Redlich in one corner.
Right.
And the host over at Next Big Future on YouTube in the other.
It's a fascinating debate. And I think what's really interesting is it's less about saying, oh, this one's going to win, this one's going to lose. It's more like each of these places, the US and China, offer such different things to Tesla that it's going to be interesting to see how they play it.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's hit the ground running in China because, I mean, wow, have you seen what they've got going on over there? Robotaxis everywhere, right? I mean, it's insane compared to what we're seeing here.
Light years ahead. Yeah, absolutely. Right. And it makes sense. They're set up for it. You've got companies like AutoX, Didi Chuxing already making a name for themselves. But I think the one to really keep your eye on is Baidu Apollo. They are operating in 10 cities in China already, compared to Waymo, which everyone thinks is leading the game. They've only got 4 in the US.
Wow.
And get this, 90 million miles driven autonomously at level 4.
Okay, hold on. 90 million, that's insane. But back up for a sec. What does that even mean? Level 4 autonomy.
Right. Good point. It's easy to ban these terms around and not know what they mean. Level 4 autonomy means the car can handle all the driving, everything, under certain conditions.
Okay.
So it might be within a certain area, like a city center.
Right.
But within that area, no human needed.
Gotcha.
And that's what we're seeing in these cities in China.
That's wild. Okay, so even with all that, they still got rules in place, right?
Yeah.
I was reading something about remote operators.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah. China's interesting. They're pushing the boundaries for sure, but they're also like, all right, we still need a human ready to take over just in case.
Right.
So they have this requirement that there's a remote operator standing by, you know, just in case of emergencies, which honestly makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. I mean, the good balance, right? Push things forward, but keep it safe.
Exactly.
Now imagine Tesla rolls into all this, right?
Mm-hmm.
China's already saying electric vehicles, autonomous vehicles, we love it.
Yeah.
Partner up with some of these Chinese companies.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, wouldn't that just be like, boom, they're everywhere overnight?
Yeah, you could see it happening, right? I mean, the potential is definitely there. Tesla's Shanghai factory, that thing's a beast. It's pumping out EVs like nobody's business.
Right.
Plus, they've already got that mapping deal with Baidu, so they're not starting from scratch.
Boom.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves. There are some speed bumps on this road to robo-taxi domination.
Mm. Okay, like what?
Well, think about Tesla's full self-driving, the FSD. It's designed for their cars, right?
Mm-hmm.
Getting that tech to work flawlessly on other vehicles, ones not built for it from the ground up, that's a big challenge.
That makes sense.
And then there's the data, mountains of data, China's roads, the driver. It's a whole different ballgame. Tesla's AI would need a crash course, literally, to navigate that.
Right. It's not just copy-paste from the U.S.
Exactly. So China, it's a huge opportunity, but not without its hurdles.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So that brings us to the moolah, the bottom line. And this is where Warren Redlich jumps in.
Yeah.
He's all about the U.S. market.
Yeah.
Higher ride-hailing prices, bigger profits. That's his argument.
Makes sense on the surface, right? Higher price per ride, more money in Tesla's pocket.
Exactly. And meanwhile, in China, rides are crazy cheap. Like, I saw Baidu Apollo starting at, get this, $2 a ride.
Wow.
$2. And then they slap on these insane discounts, like 90% off sometimes.
It's a whole different game over there.
It really is. But how can anyone compete with that?
Right. It makes you wonder what their strategy is in the long run. Are they just trying to get market share, even if it means losing money for a while?
I mean, are they playing chess while everyone else is playing checkers?
It's possible. But here's the thing about Tesla. They've always got this bigger picture in mind, right? It's not just about turning a profit. It's about changing the world. And that's where their mission, that whole accelerating sustainable energy thing, ties into China.
Okay, I'm seeing the pieces move on the chessboard now.
Right. China's got a massive population, huge pollution problems, and they're all about EVs.
So you flood the streets with robotaxis, electric ones, of course.
Exactly.
And boom, you've got a recipe for change.
Exactly. Imagine a city like Beijing, notorious for its smog, right? Now picture it with mostly electric robotaxis. That's a powerful image for the rest of the world.
Huge. Okay, so we've got the environmental angle, which is massive. But I feel like there was something else, something about data. How does that play into this whole China thing?
You're right. This is where things get super interesting. Every mile driven in China, with its crazy traffic and unique roads, it's like gold for their AI.
Okay.
It's not just about making the robotaxis better, though that's obviously a big part of it.
So it goes beyond self-driving cars. I mean, right. What else are they going to use it for?
Exactly. Think about it. The Tesla bot.
Right, the robot.
The data they collect from navigating the chaos of Chinese roads, that could give them a massive edge in robotics.
Wow, so it's all connected?
It is. It's all connected. Dominate robotaxis in China, gather insane amounts of data, and suddenly your robots are way ahead of the game.
Mind blown. Okay, so we've covered China pretty extensively, but what about the rest of the world? Because, let's be real, world domination isn't as simple as dropping a few robotaxis in every country and calling it a day, right?
Oh, absolutely not. It's a whole different ballgame. Every country has its quirks, its rules, its challenges. Think about India for a second.
Right, with the taxi mafia?
Exactly. Powerful taxi unions, tons of regulations. Tesla would have a serious fight on their hands.
Yeah, it's not going to be easy. And then there's the whole cultural thing, right? I mean, some countries aren't exactly lining up to trust a robot with their lives.
It's true. You've got places like Japan, super tech savvy, but also with a strong taxi culture and an aging population that might not be so quick to embrace robotaxis.
So it's like this global chessboard, and Tesla has to make the right move to win.
Exactly. And remember, they've set a pretty ambitious goal. Robotaxi platform in production by 2025.
2025. That's right around the corner. Do you really think they could pull that off?
Well, Tesla's always been one to set aggressive timelines, and they don't always hit them, let's be honest.
Yeah.
But you can't deny their ability to innovate, to push the boundaries. It's kind of their thing.
They love proving the doubters wrong.
Mm.
So even if they miss that 2025 target, it feels like robotaxis are inevitable at this point, right?
I think so. The technology is advancing so rapidly. The question isn't if, but when. And when that day comes, the real battle will be about who shapes that future.
And right now, it seems like the U.S. and China are in the driver's seat.
They are, with Tesla trying to navigate both of these incredibly complex and dynamic landscapes. And you know what? I think it's time we delve into those landscapes a bit deeper, really understand what's at stake here.
Yeah, let's do it. Because when we talk about robotaxis, we're not just talking about fancy cars. We're talking about the future of our cities, our lives.
Exactly. So imagine a world where robotaxis are the norm, where traffic jams are a distant memory.
Okay, I'm picturing it. Keep going.
No more circling the block for parking, those concrete jungles replaced with green spaces, parks, maybe even.
Vertical farms. Okay, now you're just reading my mind. But seriously, what about all the parking lots? They've got to go somewhere, right? Right, you'd be like a whole new city was born.
Totally. And think about it, fewer cars on the road means less pollution, which brings us back to that whole sustainability thing we were talking about.
It all ties together. Okay, but let's be real for a sec. This robotaxi revolution, it's not all going to be smooth sailing, right?
Of course not. There will be bumps in the road.
What about the jobs? I mean, what happens to all the taxi drivers, truck drivers, delivery drivers if robots are behind the wheel?
Yeah, that's the big question, right? It's something we really need to be thinking about now. We need to make sure people have the skills for this new world, retraining programs, all of that.
Right. Got to adapt or get left behind.
Exactly. But, you know, maybe we'll see jobs we haven't even thought of yet.
True. New technology, new opportunities. Okay, so Tesla's making big moves, but they're not alone,
yeah.
Right? They've got some serious competition in this robotaxi showdown.
Oh, yeah, the race is on. Waymo, Cruise, Baidu, they're all gunning for that top spot.
So it's anyone's game at this point.
It's still early days, but Tesla does have a few aces up its sleeve. Don't forget about their massive fleet of cars already on the road.
Right. Gathering data every mile?
Exactly. It's like they've been training for this all along, even if they didn't know it. Okay, so you want to know who's going to win the robotaxi crown? Honestly, it's tough to say. But if there's one thing we know about Tesla, it's that they're not afraid to shake things up.
Right. Disruptors to their core. But you know what's really cool about all this? It's bigger than just Tesla. Bigger than any one company.
Absolutely. We're talking about a fundamental shift in how we get around. This is the future of transportation for all of us.
And that's what makes it so exciting. We're not just watching from the sidelines, we're part of it.
Exactly. And it's not just about the technology. It's about what kind of world we want to create. Will it be a world with less pollution, fewer traffic jams, more green space? Or are there downsides we haven't even considered yet?
Right. There's always another side to the coin. And that's what makes these deep dives so important, right?
Sure.
We need to be asking these questions, having these conversations, because the future is being written right now.
Couldn't agree more. It's all about staying informed, staying curious, and staying engaged with these incredible changes happening all around us.
Well said. All right, folks, that's going to wrap things up for this deep dive. But before we go, I want to leave you with this. Imagine a world where car ownership is a distant memory, where you just summon a robotaxi whenever you need it. Is that the utopia we're headed towards? Or are there hidden dangers lurking down the road?
Lots to think about.
There is. Keep those wheels turning, and we'll catch you on the next deep dive.